Two former Vanderbilt football players have now been convicted for a second time in the gang rape of an unconscious woman, Corey Beatty last month and Brandon Vandenberg over the weekend. But as WPLN's Natasha Sinjanovic reports, there are still two co-defendants who've yet to stand trial.
Brandon Banks and Jaborian Tip McKenzie are also accused in the dorm room rape. McKenzie has been a key witness for the prosecution and even expressed hope that he might get off on probation while testifying last week. But that's not a given, says spokesman Ken Whitehouse of the district attorney's office.
He can hope for things all he wants, but right now I would say that is just his hope. That is not something that any discussion has taken place at this point.
Whitehouse says there will be no serious negotiations until after the first two defendants are sentenced in the coming weeks. The prosecution also has its reasons to lean toward a plea deal. Attorneys don't want to put the victim through two more rounds of testimony in what could end up being a total of five trials. The lead prosecutor, Tom Thurman, is also retiring next month. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinjanovic.